Concerns about reliable electricity has become an issue talked about all over. The current load shedding has become a problem, with many complaining about the frequency of the power cut. A question was posed on reliable electricity supply and how the four presidential candidates can assure a reliable energy at the IEA debate held in Tamale. The PNC's Hassan Ayariga suggested that his government will examine the options of solar, wind and hydro system and will invest in constructing more dams.
If we do want to get proper consumption and distribution of power, we will have to look at three things. First of all, we will look at the solar energy system. Secondly, we will look at the wind system and the hydro system. In regions like Northern Region, Upper East and Upper West, we have almost 8 months sunshine. And we believe that we could then use the solar system here to power and give energy to our people in the three northern regions. Then we look at the wind wheel, where we look at the coastal part of the country, where we can adapt the system of the three-bar system of the wind wheel, which will generate more than 5,000 to 6,000 megawatts for the people who live around the coastal areas. Then we preserve the Akosombo Dam, the hydro energy, to power areas where we do not have enough sunshine, we do not have winds, like places like Central Region, Western Region, to be able to give enough supply of that area. In that sense, we are able to control the power consumption and supply. Then we go up to build many other dams that will be able to power electricity in other areas. We do have the Akosombo Dam. I believe that if we had a second dam, the electricity problems in Ghana would have been solved. So we will invest heavily to be able to put a bigger dam that is comparable to that of the Akosombo Dam, so that Ghana will be able to consume enough and export some for foreign exchange.
The MPP's Nana Akufo-Addo said his party has a plan to increase energy to 5,000 megawatts. He explains how this will be done.
Gas that we should have been by now using for both domestic and industrial purposes is being reinjected into the oil fields, largely because the decisions that had to be made were all unfortunately delayed. Those are the reasons for the difficulties that our people are experiencing today. We have a plan, and that plan will be to take us to 5,000 megawatts as soon as possible to be able to handle the problem. The 200 megawatts of installed capacity at Tema and at VRA, which are lying idle, activated, would help us bridge this gap of poor and unreliable supply. So we have an immediate solution, at least in the immediate short term. Secondly, is to accelerate the whole process of the uptake of our gas. We've had an interminable delay in that matter, and if that had been dealt with expeditiously, some of the problems that we're experiencing today would not be experienced. So that's the other thing, is to accelerate that process. And then the public-private partnership arrangements that would allow us to expand our megawatt installed capacity, these are the measures that we have in mind to be able to deal with the situation.
The president and NDC presidential candidate John Mahama said his government will add 820 new megawatts of generation. He said his government is investing in the energy sector to ensure a reliable supply.
We are putting in additional thermal generation to increase generation to ensure that load shedding becomes a thing of the past. And I have said as president that by the end of the first year of my next term in office, load shedding will be a thing of the past, because we're going to add 820 new megawatts of generation into our system. And we're going to hit that 5,000 megawatts of generation by 2015. And so generation would not be the problem. Where we have to do the investments is in transmission and distribution, which we are currently doing. Things that should have been changed 10 years ago have not been changed. Little parts, components, conductors and all that have not been changed. And so often you have a blast in the system and power goes out. We are raising the investments and investing in GridCo. We're investing in ECG, changing transformers, changing substations, building new additional substations so that if this substation goes down, we have a backup. And what we're doing is building a reliable system so that it can power this country into the future. The NDC government knows that energy is going to be the driver of growth and development into the future. And so we're investing in that sector so that the private sector can have energy at affordable cost. One area we're looking at is renewable energy and energy for all. Every community above 500 people in this country will be connected to the national electrification grid. It's a promise that we make to the people.
Dr. Abusakara of the CPP admitted that there is no quick way to solving energy problems, as it depends on medium to long-term planning. He also outlined his party's vision on energy.
You must always have a surplus of energy. You cannot work at an operating minimum. And that means anytime there's any small incident, you're having your lights off and industry is getting affected. So the idea that we carry only what we need, I think, is itself the fallacy. We have to carry a surplus and we have to plan for that surplus. We will have that surplus through a diversification of sources. We will go to the biomass from our crop residue, especially that we get from plantation crops like sugar cane on a large acreage, which can also add power to the national grid. We will go to biogas from many of the urban centers where we will convert our solid waste and manage them to produce additional gas, which will be powered and put into the national grid. That means that you must make deliberate investments that will look at the benefits not just in energy, but also in cleaning our cities. Because when people know that there's money in rubbish, you no longer have problems with rubbish collection. We will look at the gas thermal energy, which my colleagues have enumerated, but I think there our effort will be to make sure that there is investment in the use of gas in areas where the infrastructure allows the gas to be piped to homes.
But in assessing these promises, an energy expert, Victor Mallet, says the promises by the political parties to increase Ghana's energy requirements by 5,000 megawatts in 3 years is not feasible. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Mallet asked the political parties to rather look at the medium and long-term plan. He said the time plan for constructing the facility and the time to raise funds for the purpose is more than the 3 years. He spoke with George Ankra.
It's still a little bit preliminary, but in terms of Ghana's energy stock, we're talking about the installed capacity of power in the nation, which is around 2,400 megawatts right now. And multiple candidates, whether from NPP or NDC, etc., have pledged to bring that up to 5,000 megawatts by 2015. Now, this is something that anybody with a little bit of background in the power industry will tell you is almost impossible to do in 3 years' time. We are talking about doubling the current installed capacity of the entire country within 3 years. That is not feasible in the next 2 to 3 years.
Why do you say so?
Well, because Akosombo Dam alone, which we know was built by Nkrumah back in the 50s, is around 1,600 megawatts or so. And we're talking about doubling that capacity, plus with all the thermal. The time cycle for construction alone is much longer than a three-year period. Securing the financing for these projects will also take a significant amount of time. So there's some serious concerns about both about the pledges of multiple candidates on this particular topic.
You in particularly read some statistics or figures which were brought up and you feel alarmed. Can you come up with the figures?
The figures that were quoted were told to the nation during the presidential debate about the 5,000 megawatts mark, which is a great mark. I think the only thing is the timeline by which they aim to achieve it within 3 year period. And I think that is what is significantly unrealistic.
I'm not an energy expert though, but I think that we have the Bwipe, we have the other gas and thermal plants in the western region, and we also have the Asogli thermal plant around Tema and all that. And other projects are coming up. I understand SNIT is also adding up to the stock. Don't you think with all these put together, that dream could be achieved?
I would like to say so, but the simple math of it doesn't tell that story, actually. So if you add up all the installed capacities of the power generation facilities, you have the Akosombo Dam, obviously. The Bui Dam, which is to come online, is only about 400 megawatts, which is a good start, but doesn't get very close to the additional 2,500 megawatts that's necessary to close the gap.
Are you adding the solar value to it?
The solar values are quite small. 2 megawatts is what the government says it's putting up, 2 megawatts of solar energy, and then 150 megawatts of wind power. Now, these projects are still in the process of getting underway. But even if you add that, you have 152 megawatts, which again, it's still quite far from the additional 2,500 megawatts that's needed in order to hit that 5,000 mark.
Victor Mallet is an energy expert talking to George Ankra.